from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We are joined by the incomparable, our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Good morning to you, Jeff. How you doing, bud?
Good morning, gents. How are you?
Oh, we are just peachy, my friend, and we'll go 30,000 to start things off, but Bucko fever, Jeff, you got it? I mean, are you believing? 2 weeks ago, they were four games under 500, and now it seems like the world's their oyster, and they kind of have this team of destiny feel, especially when Nick Gonzalez is up at the plate. So I ask again, are you believing? Yeah. Bucko fever.
Yeah, I mean, this should tell you a little bit about Bucko fever. This should be happy camp eve, but it's happy Skeens Day.
Man.
That's the feeling around town right now, and that's kind of awesome. I mean, they could both coexist, but it's still about games. It's still about the Pirates being a half game out of a playoff spot. And to your point about Nick Gonzalez, and Doran, you know this, I mean, there's some athletes that, you know, you talk about that slow heartbeat that don't let the moment become too big for him. And man, this guy didn't make the team out of spring training. He didn't sulk. He went down, he worked. And when he's come up here, like, the moment hasn't been too big for him. And in fact, the big moments have been just right for him. And without him, I mean, yeah, Skeens has been huge, but other guys, Reynolds, obviously. But without Gonzalez, they're not in this spot.
Jeff, if we look back and we're at the end of the season and we love our big stories, we know Skeens is a big story. Obviously, 1-1 pick. We don't have to get into that. We know what he is. Reynolds, In June, he was a huge story of the hitting streak. But do you think we'll look back and say the biggest story might be Luis Ortiz at the end of the season and what he has done pitching for the Pirates?
It might be, depending on, you know, what his role is moving forward. But yeah, he stabilized a rotation that needed it. And, you know, there's another guy. He got demoted to the bullpen. He just worked on things. He took those experiences and he kept working that, okay, if I get another shot, I'm going to be ready. And he did it. He did everything he needed. And man, when he got that shot, he's like, I'm not letting this go. Like, you're going to look foolish if you take me out of this rotation because I'm pitching so well. Ortiz has been, and Ortiz is just finding the plate. It's like, he's always had the stuff. You always saw it. It's just, he didn't find the plate enough. Now he's eliminated those walks, and man, look at the pitcher he's become.
Is this a circumstance thing just based on the Phillies catcher taking one off the hand, something they see with the Cardinals? Or do you think the Pirates went into the All-Star break thinking, okay, how do we improve this club with what we have here internally, and we're just going to be more aggressive running the base paths, stealing bases in the second half? Do you think this is something we're going to see more of? Double steal on Friday, three stolen bases last night.
Yeah, there is this kind of aggressive mentality with the team. I think situationally always plays into these things, but, you know, and that's going back to Gonzalez for a second. I mean, that's part of the reason that he's successful. Like, he doesn't sit and wait for pitches. He goes right after it.
Yes.
He doesn't allow the count to get too deep. He goes forward, and it's, you know, it's something you kind of waited for, like a Sawinski and other guys, like, hey, quit taking so many damn pitches. Just hunt a first pitch. But yeah, you have seen more aggression, and this team has responded. I don't think you're going to see them, you know, go crazy stealing bases all the time, but there is a definitely aggressive mindset. And there's that feeling, especially yesterday before the game in the room, like, they know where they're at. They know that, you know, this is something they've been working for, and that most of the guys in that room beyond Kutch hadn't really been in this position. Like, they're embracing it. They're enjoying the moment, but it hasn't been too big for them.
Jeff, Joey Bart has been a pleasant surprise whenever they acquired him early on in the season. I think he was the second pick of the draft whenever, maybe 2018, I can't remember, but he was a top three pick. With his emergence, could you see the Pirates moving on from Henry Davis? Do you think that Henry Davis's time is just about up at this point? Because Andy Rodriguez is coming back next year too.
Right. I mean, I don't know about moving on right now, but it put some pressure on Henry. Like, hey, like, to your point, we got Andy coming back. Joey's starting to hit the ball. And it might be Henry's like, hey, is there another position you guys might like need me to play, or something else that I could do? Because the catching situation, not that he's been bad, but yeah, there's some heat on him now to like, hey, I need to start doing something. Or he might be one of those guys, and I've heard nothing to this point, I'm just throwing this out here, that even if he has a good couple of months in AAA, this might be one of those change of scenery guys. When you're looking about off-season moves, maybe Henry is part of a package somewhere else, and where someone believes that they could take that kind of talent and make it something with their team.
Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Jeff, keep Brian Hayes, man. I thought he was turning a corner going into the All-Star break, and he grounds into that double play the other day on a 3-0 count, grounds into another double play yesterday. I don't know how to ask it other than this. Are they just stuck with him for the time being? Like, you can't plug Triolo in. What's he going to do? He's got a lower OPS than Key Brian Hayes. I doubt you'll find a taker for Hayes at the deadline. You just throw him out there every day and hope he turns it around?
Yeah, hope isn't a great plan, but I think you're right. And you kind of, hey, before the All-Star break, he had three straight multi-hit games.
Right.
Even if they're mostly singles, you think, okay, if Hayes starts going, like, this offense is really going to turn. But yes, I think, you know, you throw him out there and hope that he has an August like he did last year and a September like he did last year, that somehow it clicks, because, you know, you don't have better options. In AAA, there's a guy in Malcolm Nunez who's never sniffed the majors. Do you want to bring him up when your team is in a playoff chase? Brian still gives you really good defense. You just hope you get something out of that offense. And, you know, and listen, the last couple of games still shows that as great as this run has been, there's still some deficiencies on offense, and there's still, you know, a week out of the deadline. I think Pirates obviously could go and get a bat or two and really fortify this lineup.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Jeff, it's been very quiet. It's been very, very quiet. And we brought you on last week and I asked you this question, and to get and to gauge your temperature around the situation. And I do wonder what it is right now on Tuesday, July 23rd. Sidney Crosby still hasn't signed a contract. I asked you this last week, and you're like, I'm aware, I'm not worried, but, you know, I think that they'll get it done. You know, it's another week that has gone by, and there has been crickets around Sidney Crosby. Are you getting worried a little bit now?
Not quite yet. If we go past August 7th, because his birthday, with the way he thinks, might just be the perfect time to announce something. We get past that date, then I'll start worrying a little bit. But yeah, I mean, we're talking about second best player in franchise history, one of the all-time NHL greats, and you'd love to see this thing wrapped up. I'm not going to get too terribly concerned, but to your point, Doran, like every day that goes by, it's like, okay, what's up with Sid? And I was talking to somebody yesterday who covers the Penguins, and he's like, it was kind of a similar mentality. Like, let's get past his birthday, given all of his superstitions with 8-7. And if they still, or you don't hear that anything's happening, then I think, you'd be a month out of training camp. Concerns should be ratcheted up a little bit.
I feel like we need to ask you a training camp question.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah. So if you were me right now, Jeff, what question would you ask you?
Do you worry that anybody's going to be holding out, or is somebody going to show up in a helicopter tomorrow? And I don't. I think everybody will show up to camp. I will be curious on Thursday, like, what does Cam Hayward do? Is he going to be a hold in? Will he go through practice? And we haven't heard at all this offseason from Najee. Like, what's his mindset? I think he kind of, forget us, I think he owes it to the fans to let them know, like, hey man, where's your head going into this year? And the fact that they didn't pick up your option, and what do you think about this offense? So hopefully we hear from him tomorrow. That's the one guy you kind of circle. Hey, come on, Najee. Like, people want to know, like, what you're thinking right now.
No doubt about it. All right, last thing here for you. Another training camp question, Jeff. The wide receiver core they enter on Thursday with, will that be the same wide receiver core they break camp with?
No. I don't know if it'll be a monster splash, but I think they'll at least add somebody to the mix. I do believe stories that they want to, they would try to get a guy like Ayuk, but the cost, the competitors, the fact that, the Niners, this they may be trying to play a long game with them, but no, I think they're going to bring at least somebody in during camp. They'll probably give these guys a couple of days, see how it plays out. But we've seen it with middle linebacker. We've seen it in the secondary previously. Where they've brought in guys that are either released or might just be sitting on the sidelines right now. So I think there'll be at least another body in there.
Jeff, thank you for your time. Get that sunscreen ready, bud.
Let's go. Let's go. But first, it's tonight.
Oh, it's game day. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Mm-hmm. All right, bud. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, Jeff.
Take care. Jeff Hathorn.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.